when we moved into the house, my mother took me to see the house. My parents were thinking about buying it. And we lived on Ethel Avenue at the time. And they were ready to buy a house. And they found this house and looked at it. And immediately they knew it was for them. And they took me to see it. And coming along the street, looking at it through the trees for the first time, it was like that scene in the movie Rebecca, where the camera approaches Mandalay. That's what it reminded me of. And instantly I knew. And I said, well, at the age of 10, I said, I think you're foolish if you don't buy it. And so they bought it. And a year later, it was paid for. And I grew up in the woods of Cameron Park. And when we moved there, I thought, oh, boy. I thought, I'm going to live in an atmosphere like Tarzan. I soon got acquainted with the children in the neighborhood, and there were a lot of boys in the neighborhood, and we grew up together. And as time went on, we had a boys' clubhouse that we called the Lindsay Hollow Boys Club. Lindsay Hollow Road is a road that runs through our neighborhood, and it too borders the park. And it was a very exciting moment when the girls in the neighborhood attacked our clubhouse. And we opened the window and threw firecrackers out at them. It was very exciting. You know, they, too, went off and formed their own clubhouse. We had secret meetings, and we had state secrets, and we really had a nice clubhouse. There was a boy who wanted to be in the clubhouse, and for some reason, strange reason, I don't know why, I don't remember, we wouldn't let him in it. And he burned it to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was fun. It was done in fun. It was not anything horrible. He was not a fight. What do you call him? Somebody who loves fight. It was not anything like that. It was just sort of a joke. It was a big joke, and we thought it was funny. But in the 50s, it was such an innocent place, and we used to run through the park barefooted at night in the summertime, and you just can't do that today. It's a lot better. In the 1980s, the city got control of the park and began they put horse rangers on horses, and they patrolled the park, and it's a lot safer today in the daytime, and I would imagine at night, mm-hmm. than it was in the 1970s. It's kind of gone back to its original safe atmosphere. And we explored every inch of the park. I don't think I could get lost in the park today if I was stranded or had to go into the park for some reason. I think I could find my way almost anywhere, unless the vegetation has changed where we were. But we grew up in the park. It was sort of a Huckleberry Finn existence.